Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I am Steve, moderator for this conference call. Welcome to the conference call of CSM Technologies Limited, arranged by Concept Investor Relations to discuss its Q4 and FY26 results. We have with us today Mr. Priyadarshi Pani, CEO and Managing Director, and Mr. Neeraj Shani, Chief Financial Officer. At this moment, all participant lines are in listen-only mode. Later, we'll conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your touchtone keypad. Please note, this conference call is being recorded. Before the call, we would like to point out certain statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. The investor call may contain forward-looking statements based on currently held beliefs and assumptions of the management of the company, which are expressed in good faith and, in their opinion, reasonable. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors which may cause actual results, financial conditions, performance, or achievements of the company or industry results to differ materially from the results, financial condition. Performance or achievements expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The risks and uncertainties relating to these statements include but are not limited to risk and risk of expansion plans, benefits from fluctuation in our earnings, our ability to manage growth and implement strategies, competition in our business, including those factors which may affect our cost advantage, wage increase in India, our ability to track and retain highly skilled profession, and our ability to win new contracts, change in technology, availability of financing, our ability to successfully compete and integrate our expansion plan, liabilities, political instability, and general economic constraints affecting our industry. Unless indicated, the information contained herein is preliminary indicative and is based on the management information, current plan, and estimates. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Priyadarshi Pani. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. I'm Priyadarshi Pani. Good afternoon to everyone, and a very warm welcome to all of you joining us today for our first earning conference calls to discuss our financial performance for the fourth quarter and full year ended March 31st, 2026. With me here is Mr. Neeraj Sahani, our Chief Financial Officer and our Investor Relation Advisor, Concept PR. As this is our first earning call after a successful listing on the stock exchanges, I would like to begin by providing a brief overview of our company so that, of course, they're all present there, all is mentioned there, but then still I take this opportunity to explain about our company, what it does, and what are the long-term strategy before discussing our operational and financial performance of year 25-26. So, as many of you know, and those who don't know, we started as a typical IT garage company back there in 1998, 28 years back, on a operating square foot of 150 square feet office in a newly STPI set up incubated center at Bhubaneswar, Odisha. Now, Bhubaneswar was among the three locations chosen by Government of India to have Software Technology Parks of India, where every IT company in exports were required to be STPI unit, and they used to provide internet and point-to-point connectivity in those days. While we started off as a dot-com company, our first project splashed out in exports to British Petroleum in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. Of course, as time passed, we kind of realized that governments have a tremendous amount of opportunities. So we decided that we choose that as a domain to be a differentiator, because like agri-tech and fintech, so is GovTech. So we did some remarkable projects early on in India, and that gave us a lot of confidence. Some of our these projects went on to win national awards like Prime Minister's Award for Excellence in Public Administration for a project that we'd done in way back in 2008. So many such, you know, we take this credit to be a transformation company to anything that we touch upon, because of course we had a early moving advantage to choose a sector called GovTech. And all of you must be aware that, you know, every one of us consumes some other technology that the government provides. The recent cases of what has happened across the TV channels and all, you'd see that now Nandan Nilkani has been brought in to set right the examination system of our country, and that is nothing but GovTech only. So the opportunities in the GovTech sector is tremendous, and since we have built over the last 28 years, this company have massive experience in operating in 14 countries with project executed in 14 countries, 20 states and union territories in India. We employ roughly around 1,300 people with over 180 active projects across different industries that is running. So our revenues, typically when you work, is my clients are very, I mean, they are big names in the society, or like, for example, we work with Ministry of Agriculture, or the Ministry of Education, or the Ministry of Mining, or in countries also that we work. So wherever we got an opportunity, we completely transformed the way manual processes were done. And fortunately, we've been lucky that we have, historically, we have long-standing customer relation, customers who go back like 20 years, 15 years and stuff like that. And over, you know, 90 to 95% of our revenue are historically come from repeat customer, which is a testimony of our work delivery standards. We work in diverse government disciplines like mining, agriculture, education, trade facilitation, and healthcare. Like, for example, you know, if I have to say, like, trade facilitation is nothing but the single window portal that the government provides to the industries. The government are for the citizens, governments are for industries, and whatever services that the government provide through the tech layer, we are the company who implement them. Now, like for trade facilitation, any single window portals, like in our state of, you know, we did it in for MIDC in Maharashtra, for Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, to Odisha, GoSwift, to Chhattisgarh Investment, Invest CG, to Ethiopia IT Park single window. So single window, or in Gabon, we have done timber traceability single window. Single window are important IT platforms by the government created for the industry, so that industries can avail their incentives, their power connection, their land approvals, the building plan approvals. Everything happened on a single click. So our capabilities include artificial intelligence, machine learning, data and analytics, cloud, cybersecurity, emerging technologies, and digital engineering. Some of our key projects over the years include mining platforms in Odisha, Jharkhand, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, in the country of Kenya. And we are also, we have also participated in few bids in Africa. So these are a few of the mining platforms, single window platforms, as I just said, you know, Maharashtra, Himachal Pradesh, and all agri platforms. We have done it in Ethiopia, Kenya, and all. Some of our customers include, typically in India, we work with state agencies and the ministries. We are empaneled as a preferred vendor to the Ministry of IT with NICSI for Pan India. We are empaneled in CHIPS in Chhattisgarh, RISL in Rajasthan, Maha IT in Maharashtra, NICSI, as I told you, and also we are a preferred vendor to few other, you know, corporations like Varanasi Smart Cities and, you know, Bhuneshwar Smart City. We work with a mix of government institutions, public sector undertakings, development organizations like the World Bank, AFDB, Asian Development Bank, African Development Bank, UN organization, and few other enterprises. The key differentiator for CSM is the deep sectorial expertise that we bring in over the last 28 years of operation, mix of traditional and emerging technology, because today with the advent of AI, we see a lot of more opportunities coming in with the existing customers that we have. Experience of delivering anything that we do is on a population scale, and they are mission critical projects. So as on 31st March 2026, our order book stood at 357.63 crores. Since our contracts are 3 to 5 years in life cycle, these order book provide visibility beyond 24 months. We also heavily invested into intangible assets up to 10 crores in asset under development, reflecting our commitment to developing proprietary products and technology platforms. The focus was to develop an AI wrapper or an AI layer on top of the existing platform, so that, you know, we are with the current times. We also invested 3.17 crores towards property, plant, equipment, and that includes AI licenses, new hardware, cloud, new COTS licenses that are needed for our delivery team or R&D team to continuously keep on acquiring more and more skills around those tools and technologies. 1.17 crore in working capital, work in progress to strengthen our technology infrastructure and support future growth. We also continued expanding our presence across India and international market, particularly in Africa. We have the first mover, I mean, we claim ourselves as the first mover advantage. We went to Africa in 2004-05, and since then we have been able to consolidate our operations with our Africa Delivery Center at Nairobi. And you'll be happy to know that last year we added two new geography, that is Malawi and Cabverde, C-A-B-O-V-E-R-D-E, is a country which is west of Senegal, to our business portfolio. Looking ahead, our strategy remains focused on four key priorities: continue investing in strengthening our technology infrastructure and proprietary product and platforms. Second, further enhance our capability in artificial intelligence and machine learning and other emerging technologies. Third, continue expanding our presence across domestic and international market while deepening our relationship with existing customers. Investing in our people by building highly skilled workforce capable of delivering increasingly complex digital transformation programs. Because the way the technology is being adopted by the public sector or the government, it is very complex with the new technologies coming in and the modernization, continuous modernization that the governments around the world are doing. We see a tremendous amount of opportunities where high-skilled professionals and domain knowledge are something which we continue to keep on imparting with our skilled workforce. With that, I would like to invite our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Neeraj Sahani, to take you through the financial performance of our company. Mr. Neeraj.
Thank you, Priyadarshi. Good afternoon, everyone. I will now take you through our financial performance for the fourth quarter and full year ended March 31, 2026. Well, financial year 26 marked another year of healthy financial performance for the company, reflecting disciplined execution, improving profitability, and continued focus on operational excellence. For the full year, revenue from operations increased by 12% year-on-year to 226 crore. Reflecting continued execution across our project portfolio. EBITDA grew 57% year-on-year to 48 crore, while EBITDA margin expanded significantly to 21% compared with 15% in financial year 25, driven by improved operating leverage and disciplined cost management. Profit after tax for the year stood at 24 crore, representing a robust 70% year-on-year growth, while PAT margin improved to 10.5% compared with 7% in previous financial year. Moving to the fourth quarter, revenue from operations stood at 60 crore. While revenue moderated on a year-on-year basis, we continued to improve profitability. EBITDA increased 3% to 16 crore, with EBITDA margin expanded to 26.6% compared with 17.5% in corresponding quarter of the previous year. Similarly, PAT increased 7% to 9 crore, while PAT margin improved to 15.1% compared with 8.7% in quarter 4 financial 25. During the year, the company recognized a one-time exceptional charge of 2.7 crore towards the statutory impact of new labor codes. Excluding this one-time item, our profitability remained robust. I am also pleased to share that the Board of Directors has recommended a final dividend of Rs. 0.5 per equity share for financial year 26, subject to shareholders' approval at the forthcoming annual general meeting. Overall, we are pleased with the progress we have made during the year. We remain focused on disciplined execution, operational efficiency, prudent capital allocation, and sustained investment in technology capabilities to support long-term profitable growth. With that, I would now like to hand the call back to Mr. Priyadarshi Bani.
Thank you, Neeraj. Before we open the floors for questions, I would like to conclude by reiterating our confidence in long-term opportunities ahead of us. 26 has been a landmark year for our company and its journey over the years, not only because of our successful listing, but because of the progress we have made in strengthening our business fundamentals. We have continued to expand our capabilities and deepen customer relationship, invest in innovation, reinforce our execution capabilities while maintaining healthy order book that provides good visibility for the future growth. As government and enterprises continue to accelerate their digital transformation initiative, we believe at CSM we are in the best position to capitalize on these opportunities through our differentiated GovTech expertise, strong domain knowledge, and technology-led solution. With that, we would now be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Shivam Gupta with Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Since this is your first earning call, could you explain...
I'm sorry
like
to interrupt. Mr. Shivam, could you please use your handset? We can't hear you clearly.
Hello. Hello. Is it... Am I audible? Hello.
Yeah, you're audible.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Good afternoon. Since this is your first earning call, could you explain how you define company long-term vision and where would you like the business to be over in next 3 to 5 years?
So we have a very healthy order book of the last year, and the way the government spending around the world, particularly post-COVID, there have been significant investment in digital public infrastructure. You see around what every year Government of India comes up with some other investment in their budgets like India AI Mission or quantum computing. So there are many such announcements that are made. The state governments also make a lot of announcement. Every African countries today have massive digital roadmap where it is a long-term and a short-term and a long-term view that they have for 5 years. I feel and I have a strong belief with our team together, we should be with this buoyancy, we should be able to leverage a very large opportunity that is there to be unlocked by us, that the true value and the potential are going to come in the coming years.
And second question is, which industry vertical currently contributes the highest share of revenue and how do you expect this mix to evolve in upcoming years?
See, my mining remains as one of the largest contributor to us. We do mining in for the governments. We call it systems like I3MS in Jharkhand, Odisha. We have I3MS. We have the similar system implemented in Jharkhand. We have similar system implemented in state of Chhattisgarh. We've done it in state of Bihar in the past. We are doing it right now in the state of Rajasthan. We have implemented at Kenya. And today we see where mineral, critical mineral and mineral evacuation, you know, the weight of the mineral, grade of the mineral and extraction of the mineral remains the highest priority around the world. The government's rules and regulation and, you know, how to make it ease of doing business, the investment out there also is going to be phenomenal. So we see today, while we have implemented in few states and few countries in Africa, and all these places are looking to modernize and enhance their revenues and also bring in ease of doing business, we see massive opportunities coming from the state governments and the ministries across the few countries. And we also see a tremendous amount of spend being done by the private companies or the public sectors Steel Authority of India or the Gujarat Mining Development Corporation or the Odisha Mining Corporation to that of JSWs and Adanis and all. So we see a tremendous amount of potential there.
And sir, what is the typical duration of your government contracts?
3 to 5 years. Earlier, it used to be 5 years. Smart city missions went for 8-9 years. But now, slowly and steadily, it is getting contracted to 3 years on a max.
Okay.
With an extension, with an understanding and extension for 2 years extension.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Vishal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to ask, our revenue, 60% of revenue come from Odisha. So what percentage of our revenue, like what is our strategy to reduce this concentration rate, and how much of our order book came from Odisha?
Our, if you look at last year numbers on the order books, we have been increasing our footprint in different places of the country. For example, we bagged an order from mining called Khanij 2.0 Chhattisgarh. We have development of ERP that we are doing for NAFED across the country at Delhi. We are doing Rajasthan Mining Corporation. We are doing, since we have strong presence in Odisha, we have few orders that have been booked in Odisha. But then, as I told previously, last year it opened 2 more geographies in Malawi and in Kenya. Last quarter alone, if you look at the order book, we clocked somewhere around 44 crores because last quarters are always very high. And out of that, we have signed deals with Adani at Assam, with Kenya for fish value chain, for Ethiopia for digital market linkage, and in Kenya for KTDA. So these are, so we see that whatever effort that we had done in the past, the concentration of a particular state is now getting replicated, and the story is getting better by the day.
Okay. And sir, our days of sale outstanding, like jump from 58 days to 129 days. So is this normal government billing lag, or like we have some stress in collections?
So typically the governments, we all know, are a little bit slow in approval processes. So we have, over the past years, we have mastered that art that, you know, our liquidity and our work in progress are all aligned considering this delay that happens. So, yes, there is always a delay. I would not shy away from that. But then things are improving with the government, with, you know, more and more digitization that is happening. So, yeah, things will improve.
So one last question. We have around 4 to 5 overseas subsidiaries. So what percentage of our revenue is coming from, like, international?
Our international revenue, I think last year was the 5% around 5%, while the other businesses, 9% was in export revenue in year financial year 25-26. And I'm sure that this percentage is now growing at a larger pace because of more deal bookings that has been done last year, where the revenues will reflect in a better number this year.
Okay, okay, sir. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Devyanshu Verma with Beacon Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hello, this is Devyanshu from Beacon Capital. My question is, in the Q3 of the fire,
Devyanshu, we can't hear you clearly. Could you please use your handset?
Hello?
Yeah, now we can hear.
Yeah, sir, my question is,
Devyanshu, you're still not clear. We can't hear the audio clearly.
Hello?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, in Q3 FY26, your revenue was 596 crores. And then hello?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Like Q3 FY26, your revenue was 64 crore, right? And now it is in Q4, it is 60 crore. So could you please explain why it is dropped?
You are saying Q3, the revenue was 60 and Q
64 crore. Yeah, 64 crore.
And
Q4 26, it is 60 crore.
See, typically our revenues are always high in the last, there was an exceptional year, maybe last year. Typically, historically, you know, because the government processes are such that in the last two quarters only, you know, we have higher revenue. Last year was an exceptional year where, you know, in the quarter of Q2, there was an exceptional order booking. This is again coming from some, you know, some pending things that was there. But however, you will see historically the company always does better in Q3 and Q4. Maximum comes in the Q4 only. So, yeah, that's it.
Yes, I think my second question.
I can't hear you well. You know, if you can be a little bit clear, you know, it's becoming very difficult.
Government and enterprises. So, like, are you planning to add any other new clients, or like, is there any plan to add any clients?
In government or in enterprises?
No, other than government and enterprises, because they're very dependent on these two. So, if you
see government and see, either there is government or there are enterprises. I mean, whether if it is a mall, also it is an enterprise, right? The world is divided into two parts. But then, yes, there is an effort. You see, we will, though we are a government-focused organization and we see a world of opportunities, but if tomorrow one of the largest private sector player comes to us and tells us to do a job, we are not going to shy away. However, the good to know that, you know, we are already working with JSW, Naivali Lignite Corporation, Adani. So these are our esteemed customers, but then of course the revenue share is not very high because we see a very large opportunities coming out of the digital public infrastructure space.
Yep. Yes, sir. Okay, thank you. That's it.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Khushi Hawaldar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I have a few questions. So my first question to you is, you mentioned that you currently have operations across 14 countries. So which international market is currently offering you the highest growth opportunity, and how do margins from international...
I lost you for a while. 14 countries and then, please continue.
Yeah, so which international market is currently offering you the highest growth opportunity?
Yep. So Africa is, we are very gung-ho about Africa. And of course, you know, from the ministries in Government of India, some very large deals that we are looking at. In Africa, we have consolidated our operations with a delivery center at Nairobi. And we are east of Africa, Malawi, Mozambique, Kenya, Rwanda, Uganda, Ethiopia. These are the countries where we work alongside with African Development Bank or World Food Organization, UN Organization. So we are seeing a tremendous amount of potential coming there.
Okay. And how do margins from these international projects compare with your domestic projects?
The margins are, international project margins are better, of course, I won't deny that. But yes, you know, typically the expenses are also higher, but then margins are better from the international project. But we can't take away the credits of margins even in domestic market also. We see that the modernization that are happening to the old GovTech systems are giving us a tremendous amount of opportunity in better margins.
Okay. And I see that AI is a major focus area for the company. So what percentage of your current order book relates to AI-driven solutions? And how do you differentiate your AI offerings from larger IT service providers?
Thank you. It's a very interesting question, and that's one question that I have been asking to many people. I mean, people have been asking me. And I'll tell you, let me put this as the context. AI is an enabler for any customer, and AI for us is an efficiency driver. While we implement any project today with our customer, they look in for a shorter delivery cycle wherein asking us to be more efficient. So we become efficient by using AI tools. And while at the customer end, when they want to use AI, they are, you know, when the governments are a very interesting use case where they're continuously looking for implementation of AI for land approval, for, you know, for NEET examination, for anything, anywhere, you know, where there is a AI use case. But AI has a challenge because the government has to be very accurate with their decision making using AI. The deterministic part of this entire thing of AI is something which we are working alongside with the government, where we are building the large language models by training those models on the activities of the government using historical data and their current rules, processes that is defined or gadgeted. Together, this customer today looks at us with the high domain knowledge and we have, plus the technical skills in AI, they find it as a great cocktail of a company where one-stop solution is there on AI journey of theirs for better services to the citizen and to the industries. So I told you two part, AI helps us to be more efficient. We are seeing a world of opportunity coming out of AI implementation, particularly AI use case with the public sector or the government.
Okay, thank you so much. That's it from my end.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of D.I. Jain with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So what is our current order book and when can we execute it? And can you
our order book,
the pipeline?
Our order book is around 357 crore, which is like from the deals that we signed in last year, 25-26, and from the previous years. Now, we are a function that, you know, ours is a 3 years to 5 years contract. Mostly you can take it 3 years period. And mostly the open orders are to be executed. The government moves very slow in the first two quarters. There is a speed that they take in the quarter three and quarter four. While we are looking at revenues on an upside and the margins on a similar nature or on an upside for this year also, which is directly proportional to the kind of deals that we sign in this first two quarters. And we have a very healthy pipeline coming in. We now are able to leverage being a listed company and having global presence and working on a niche sector called GovTech. We see a world of opportunity because of digital public infrastructure spend. So I'm sure, right, you know, the things are progressing in the right direction. We have a very, very healthy funnel. So RFPs are coming out at a very frequent level today, and we feel by end of quarter two, right, a lot of deals will be executed by your company.
So can you quantify these orders?
It is on the higher side, of course. You know, won't be able to tell you numbers. But all that I can say that with the buoyancy, as I had said in my opening speech, with the spend, with the governments in Africa and in India, with the buoyancy, our order bookings are going to be better than last year.
Okay, I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Right. Thank you, Concept PR, to be organizing this call. This is the first ever earning call for us as a listed company. And on behalf of the entire CSM Technologies team, I would like to thank all our shareholders, customers, employees, business partners, and all our stakeholders for their continued trust and confidence. The company has a large dream. We are in the quarter two. We started quarter two. Quarter one is finished. The company always does exceptionally good in the last fag end of the year because of the government nature of business. We remain committed to executing strategy with discipline, driving continuous innovation, and creating sustainable long-term value with our stakeholders. We appreciate your continued interest in our company, CSM Technologies, and look forward to engage with you again next quarter. Should you have any further questions or require any additional information, please feel free to get in touch with us or reach out to our investor relations advisor, Concept PR. Thank you again for joining us today. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of CSM Technologies Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.